From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report in Special English. Ethiopia is one of the last countries in Africa to permit mobile banking. Mobile banking has proved to be profitable in the developing world, where many people still do not use banks. Earlier this year, the World Bank reported that 75% of the world's poor are unbanked. That is about 2.5 billion people. Banking through mobile telephones lets people take part in financial services even if they are not near a bank office. In Africa, only Ethiopia and Zimbabwe do not provide mobile money services. Now that will change for Ethiopia. Belcash and Embir are mobile banking technology providers. They have been setting up mobile banking and mobile money services in Ethiopia for the past 3 years. Dutch company Belcash is working in partnership with banks to provide easier access to financing through bank accounts. Ireland-based Embir is a mobile money service that works with microfinance groups, where no registration to a bank is needed. Ethiopia's mobile industry is young, and wireless service coverage in the country is not well developed. The pressure on the wireless network is expected to increase. In the past 4 years, the number of mobile users grew from 3 to 17 million. And Ethiopia's telecommunications provider, Ethio Telecom, expects that number to grow to 40 million in the next 3 years. The government closely controls Ethiopia's telecommunications market. That means there is only one provider. Competition is not permitted. Embir General Manager Thierry Arto says Ethiopia's neighbors have several mobile providers.
If you look at your neighbors, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, they all have multiple mobile operators and they all have mobile money services and even multiple mobile money services.
He says if Ethiopia had no restrictions, his company would have to compete with larger companies. Ethiopia has looked at other developing countries with mobile banking. National Bank of Ethiopia officials visited Kenya, Pakistan, and Brazil. Fraser Ayalu is with the National Bank of Ethiopia. He says mobile banking services will help the country.
For the economy, it has great contribution in terms of mobilizing domestic savings with these services.
The National Bank of Ethiopia recently finished a draft order on how mobile banking services should be structured. This comes as more companies have shown interest in starting mobile banking services.